It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raymond along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. The show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, serving Mobile since 1939. Alabama Pipe and Supply and Ed Seafood Said. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
We've been around a while, that's for sure.
Oh, is everybody out there?
It's longer than any other GM dealer in this area.
Ooh, yeah. Ain't that the truth?
So it's been there a long time. Well, not there, but been around a long time. They've been three different locations, but that's okay. Been where we're at for 27 years.
Well, the city has been following them as they moved.
Well, we've been kind of following the city, I guess, is how that works. You know, it was time to move and get into the busy part of the city where everybody was hanging out, and I think we're in a pretty good location now.
Yeah.
Traffic gets to be a little bit of a headache sometimes, but that's okay. That means that everybody's there.
You're in West Mobile, and I think there's some water or something on the east side that won't let Mobile itself expand, so
right.
It goes to Spanish Fort and Eastern Shore. But
yep.
So Mobile has to go west, and you guys are west and all. But, you know, it's neat to see a family organization have enough organization to stay here.
Yep.
And, you know, and do it properly, and people still love them and still go out and enjoy their product and buy from them. That's neat.
They must like us because they keep lining up out to the Airport Boulevard there in the mornings. You know, they come in.
They're looking for the Car Doctor, baby.
Yeah. Monday a week ago, we come in, and it was, I think it was actually the Monday before even or something like that. But anyway,
fourth?
They
were getting ready.
They
for
were backed
weekend.
Up, literally out onto Airport Boulevard and back up Airport.
Did they think they were trying to get in the tunnel?
Yeah, it looked like it. Yeah. We cleared them out and it backed up out there again. So it was a busy day. The next day was just as bad. So
well, that's good. Yeah. You know, and that indicates that you guys are doing a good job. You're doing quality work and treating the customers right, and they're coming back to see you.
Yeah. So. Glad they're happy. Yeah. So, that's what it's all about, just trying to keep everybody happy and
that's
keep
the
car serviced.
I mean, if you're selling a product, everybody's got product.
Mm-hmm.
And there's how many dealerships in this town? And the one that gives the best deal and the best familiarity and establishes a rapport with their customers and those quality work with quality parts.
Yep.
And quality warranty is going to get the business.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, everybody's selling something.
Well, you know, and it's just like they've said for years, you know, the sales your first car.
Right.
Service sells the rest of them.
There you go.
To that family.
That is so true.
So we do our best to keep our customers happy and get them in and out best we can. We must be doing a better job than some other dealers here in town because I've heard stories of, oh, we're going to be a couple weeks before we can get you in for an oil change.
Huh.
It's like, that's different. Okay.
We
may get behind sometimes, but we ain't never been that bad.
A couple of weeks,
so,
no.
We ain't never been that bad. But
well, you got some good guys. I was in one of the box stores over the weekend there, and I saw one of your employees, and he's actually worked on my daughter's car when she had a battery problem, and he's worked on my car. And actually caught a potential problem there and brought it to your attention, which in turn you brought it to my attention. We went and looked at it and solved that problem, you know. But he's a good employee, and you know what was cool? He recognized me and spoke to me.
Yep.
Hey, Mr. Clutch, how you doing?
Yep, super nice guy.
Yeah.
He really is.
A really, really nice guy.
Yep.
And that was cool, you know.
Got some good people. You know, most everybody's been there. We got a couple newer guys, but most everybody's been there a long time. And the newer guys are because we're trying to expand. You know?
Right.
So, of course, we're running out of real estate inside the shop, so we're running out of room to expand there much. But we're doing the best we can. Everything's working well. So, now if we just get some vehicles sell, we'll be in good shape.
Well, so. I understand. I was talking to my son today.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about that the used cars are not in Mobile, but in Pensacola. The used cars are not selling. It's not as easy to sell a used car now as it was because they're getting into new cars. But then at the same time, he says, it's funny, the new cars are like $2,500 over list, you know,
right,
over regular price.
Yep.
Because we're able to get them in. And he said, and people are paying it. They said, you know, well, can since that was sold, he said, I had three people try to buy one. It was sold on a lot the other day, and they offered up to $10,000 more than what it cost. They just liked the car and wanted it,
right,
but couldn't get one. But, and they could physically see that one.
Right.
So they were willing to pay the difference and get it.
Yep, yep. And, that, you know, some of that's going on. You know, we're not doing as much of that as that some of the other places I've seen. You know, some of the GM stores in the area are.
Well, this is not a GM store, you know.
Yeah, and not even here in Mobile,
right,
but are getting a very high premium over and above what sticker is, as much as $10,000 over sticker. Yeah. And it, you know, that's a little excessive to me. You know, yeah, you got a product that no one else can get, but you got to keep it reasonable.
Well,
you know,
if I was going to buy a vehicle and I knew they were going to make 100,000 of them, and you could get two of them, and you offered me one, or I could get one, I could buy one of them, and I know that I'm not going to get it for the regular price. And, you know, so I would make an offer on it even above. It's like if you want a house.
Right.
And they asked $100,000 for it. I mean, you can offer 90.
Right.
You know? But the guy that decides that they want it bad enough, they offer him 100 or 104.
Right.
Or 105,000, who's going to get the house?
Right. I mean, right
how
now.
How bad did they want the house?
Yeah. I mean, the housing market right now, most of them are going over and above what they're asking for.
They are. They're so actually, you know, making offers on them.
Yeah.
You know?
And because, getting into bidding wars.
It's inventory. They have run out of inventory.
Yep.
They don't have all of the homes now. We don't have 500,000 listed.
Right.
Here on the Gulf Coast, you know. We don't have, probably don't have 5,000 listed on the Gulf Coast.
Right.
But,
exactly.
So houses are selling 2 days, 3 days after they go on the market. You know, it's unbelievable.
They are. You know, and cars aren't hanging around either, you know. But I just heard that, you know, GM has done some things where they're able to put out more vehicles than some of the other manufacturers, but they've done it by eliminating some features like the displacement on demand and the auto stop feature. And now I've heard that they're on some vehicles are taking out the cell phone charger, the magnetic charger in the console.
Right. Well, that takes all these special chips, Kev.
Well, it takes special chips, and that way they don't have to have that chip in there, and they can build more vehicles.
Right.
They can save that for something else, you know.
Well, you know, most of the people that want to buy these cars want the cars for themselves, and they would like a lot of bells and whistles, but they don't have to have all of them.
Right,
you know?
Right.
There's some major items that they would like to have. And they're still able to produce those, you know.
Right.
You got air conditioning, you got radio, and you know, all that. You got your navigation and stuff in there. So I mean, who's worried about a car charger, a battery charger, or a car phone charger in there? You know.
Yeah. Well,
give me a new car. I'll bring my charger, plug it in the cigarette lighter if there's one in it.
Right. Well, I mean, they'll still have the USB charger in the dash, just like any other, or USB. Port in the dash, so
nothing
you can charge like that.
It
works fine. Actually, the entertainment system even works better if you plug it up hardwired to the vehicle,
right?
You know, rather than trying to Bluetooth it through it. Bluetooth works, does fine, but you know, it just less issues if you're hardwired to it,
right? Well, the other thing is, though, if I had the choice of being able to get my new car now and not have that Bluetooth capability, or have to wait 3 months or 6 months until they got a chip in for that Bluetooth capability, then no, I want my car now.
Yeah.
You know, I can handle the rest of it. I've been handling it all these years. I'm not going to worry about it right now. I'm sure you're getting some texts about some of that.
Yeah. Well, I was just looking. Dave from Gulf Shores just sent us one here. That's a motorhome. That's a boat. It looks, I mean, just looks like your average motorhome, but it looks like it's got pontoons that pop out of the side of it. And, That,
but they better be big ones. Those things are heavy.
That's they're heavy, and I don't think I want to be on board if it starts going down either. But it'd be interesting. Yeah, they'll build anything. You know, it don't matter.
Well, I saw some cars the other day. Yeah. That, you know, it's got like they built it in France or somewhere where they had like a jet boat capability. Mm-hmm. But they looked just like a car, but it was really a car body, fiberglass body put on a jet boat. You know, it's all it was. So, what's the big deal? And, you know, you should see some of that redneck cowboy stuff we got over here. You know?
Yep. But let's see, we got another one here that giving a shout out to Mike Morgan, my transmission man.
Okay.
Mike Morgan is one of the better mechanics for transmissions at your dealership. You have some good mechanics overall, a good dealership for sure. Mike has been doing it for a long time. I've known Mike for many, many years, and yes, he is one of the better, one of the best transmission men I've known.
Sure is good tech.
Does a great job with transmissions. Very thorough with them. But anyway, sounds like it's time for us to take a break. We're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back. Whatever Sunday afternoon is a dirt track demon
in a 57 Chevrolet. It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in. He's bound it down,
loaded up and trucking. Welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raymond, along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. But you mentioned something earlier. You was going to hit me with one.
I've got a couple of things that I want to talk to you about. But I'm, and we need to fix a few cars around here. I'll give some people some insight on some of the things they need to do to fix some of their automobiles. So feel free to give us a call there.
Absolutely.
And give us a shout because we got the Car Doctor here. And I'll sit here and listen to him answer your call. What else? Yeah. How truthful can I be?
Yep.
You know?
So if y'all want to shut Tom up, just call me.
There you go.
So
if you want to shut me up, just call in.
That's what I read into that.
We'll let the doctor talk. Yeah. My question. I saw a deal on internet today, and the little lady that had put this item on there, I know her, and I know where she works, and but she had put an item on there about she was being a good Samaritan in a parking lot somewhere at one of the box stores, and their person's car wouldn't crank, so she let them jump start their car off of her car.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did that, she said that the lights flashed on real bright on her dash. The car started missing a little bit and didn't smooth out. And but they did get the other car started, and they drove off. So she had to go take her car to the shop,
right,
and see what was wrong with it. And she was told that when you jump off a car now and it has all the electronic stuff in it, you can damage your vehicle if you're being the jump off car, and if you're being the car that's being jumped off, either car can be damaged,
right?
Because of is it. Just the fact that we got so dang much electronic and committed components and everything?
Well, you know, back in the day when you had a battery, an alternator, and a distributor in a car.
Right.
Okay. Jumping somebody off, no big deal.
Right. Okay. We still got a positive negative deal.
Yeah, you got to hook it up right.
Right.
Okay. Because you can still kill a bunch of stuff. But today's cars have so many chips and modules and computers and stuff in them, I would never hook my car to someone else's car not knowing why their car's dead.
Oh, okay.
You know, you have no idea what's wrong with their car.
Battery could be shorted out.
If it was my car and I was going to jump my own car off, first off, you need to hook up to the dead car first. Hook your positive up on yours, and then hook the negative up, and just let it sit there and run. Don't try and jump it off, you know, crank it immediately.
Right.
Let it charge the battery in that car.
No, in other words, you're trying to put a little bit of energy back in the battery rather than using the total source of energy out of the jump off vehicle.
Well, you're spiking your pulling your energy out of your battery, plus you're spiking your alternator. because your alternator is sitting there trying to run and charge, and then all of a sudden it's getting a 300-amp draw off of the other car.
Oh, yeah, okay.
From the starter.
Okay, I hadn't thought about it along those lines.
Yeah, and you know, all those modules are up and awake, and it sees a voltage spike. Yeah, you know, it can cause problems, you know.
Well, you know, in this instance, she showed a receipt on the internet where it cost her $700-something to be a good Samaritan to somebody. Yeah. And $400-something of that was components and pieces that they had to replace that had shorted out from that unit.
Yeah.
Now, to me, my car has been dead a couple of times, and I'm going like, I ain't getting called like this no more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I went to Harbor Freight and bought one of those little transistor battery charging things. I think it was $70.
Yep.
And you could plug it into your cigarette lighter, you charge it up, and it's hot. Mm-hmm. It'll also, if you're out somewhere or something, you could plug your darn phone into it and charge it. You charge your phone off of it.
Right.
It's got a light in it. It's just a universal piece of equipment.
Stuff,
right.
Yeah. And a lot of them, you know, if you get like the little jump box, you know, some of them will have, you know, a tire inflator. It'll have
some of them do. Yes.
You know, it'll have a jump box. It'll have a light on it.
Right.
You know, all this kind of stuff. You know, if you want to be the good Samaritan, keep that in your car.
Right.
You know, because
use
even
that,
if you call,
not your car.
Yeah, even if you call AAA, no one jumps you off from their wrecker or tow truck anymore. They have a jump box.
Right.
And they'll hook it up to your vehicle. And they'll jump.
They're not hooking it to their vehicle.
Yeah. So, you know, do that. You know, you can carry it. You can carry one of these jump boxes that plugs into a 12-volt source that's hot when you got the key on and let it charge all the time.
Right, yeah.
And if you need it, it's there, it's hot.
Yeah, you know? There you go.
It's good for you. It's good for them.
Right.
You know, you're good to go. You know?
Well, and another thing that I carry is I got one of the small air compressors to pump up a flat tire.
Yep.
And I did that because I happened to, go out from a hotel one morning and my tire's flat on my car.
Right.
I'm going like, and it's Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm going like, what?
Yep.
So, so it just happened that the one of the maintenance guys there had an air pump, and he went and got it and brought it around and pumped the tire.
Yeah.
Well, the only place I could find open was Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, we went to Walmart, and we disassembled the thing, and I watched them do it, and they couldn't find anything wrong with it, period. It wasn't leaking.
Mm-hmm.
But then I said, okay, so when I got back to Mobile, I took it to the tire store. And what I have is I have aluminum wheels on my car.
Right.
And they have chrome them.
Mm-hmm.
And the chrome is not only just on the front of the rim that's exposed to the public or to your sight.
Mm-hmm.
It's also down in the inside of the tire.
On the bead surface.
On the bead surface where the rubber tire touches up to it.
Right.
Well, that stuff, the aluminum oxidizes, you know. Because of the chrome being on it, you know, two dissimilar metals.
Right.
So in the chrome layer, chrome coating breaks loose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you run that tire straight all the time, you won't have any problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you pull that car into a parking spot and you leave your tires cocked, like they turned to get in there, they're like 45 degree or whatever, 30 degrees. Well, it puts a strain on that bead.
Yeah.
Just enough that it moves that deteriorated chrome, and it's got a slow leak, and it lets it leak out.
Right, right.
Now, the only thing you can do with that is you've got to take a grinder and grind that stuff off.
Right.
And then put a rubber sealant on it, and then put it back together.
Yeah.
So, I have a little battery or tire pump in my car.
There you go. Yeah. And, you know, you don't even have to leave the wheels turned. I mean, I've seen it just where, you get just the right pressure on it from it sitting on that one spot, and it just happens to be perfect on that rough spot of the wheel.
Right.
And it'll let it leak out.
It'll let that sucker have a high-pressure leak on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can air it up, and you can put that tire in one of the solid – I mean, it's totally submerged. It underwater. They won't be leaking it.
Yep, yep.
There will not be a leak on that tire.
Yep.
Put the pressure on it, and it'll leak.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
But I'm not buying no $400 rims to put on a used car.
Well,
I'll buy a brand new and left for my car anyway.
Yeah, which, you know, there's ways to fix it without having to do all that.
Right.
So, there's bead sealer, and you can pull the tire off the wheel, and you can wire wheel it,
get all the
corrosion off of it, and get it to where it'll seal again.
Country boy can survive.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, but, it happens.
Next thing.
You just got to.
Next subject.
Okay, let's see what's
next. All right, we hadn't got any calls yet, so y'all, I'm going to keep running my jaw. Mm-hmm. Another big article on the internet this week. Mm-hmm. And I think there's 3 or 4 people asked me about it. It showed a picture in France of electric cars. Mm-hmm. These were a group of rental cars that were all electric. Mm-hmm. And after they used them for about 8 or 9 years or 10 years or so, the batteries went dead, and the batteries went bad.
Right.
So to get a new battery and replace it in the car was worth or cost more than what the cars were worth.
Right, right.
So they just junked the whole fleet.
Right. Well,
is that happening with some of our earlier style cars, earlier model cars, and if so?
Some of our earlier hybrids, it's getting there, you know.
If it's got a hybrid, don't it have a motor and a battery?
It does.
Well, why can't you just run off of the battery rather than worry about off of the motor rather than worry about the battery, because the battery is bad.
Well, the problem is the module that monitors that battery, if it senses an imbalance in the battery, say you have, there's like ours have 3 sections, and if one of those sections, the voltage is a little low.
Yeah.
A couple tenths of a volt lower than the rest of them.
Okay.
It's going to shut that car down because it doesn't know what's wrong with that battery. And the motor, all it does is run a generator that sends current to the battery and the motors. And if it won't send current to a battery, it don't know what's going on with.
Okay. So it's scared. It could run and it could produce electricity, but it won't send it because it don't want to send it into a defective battery, which it doesn't know whether it is or not.
So it just shuts.
So it just shuts the car down.
Shuts car down.
Woo! We got a caller. See there?
We do have a caller, but it looks like we're about to go to a break. If our caller will hold on, we'll get to you after this break. But it's an issue with these batteries. You got a 9-10 year old car. It needs a battery. Cost you $10,000 to put a battery in a car that, with it running, is going to be worth $5,000. It just doesn't make sense.
I don't think so either. No.
Yeah, absolutely. But we'll be back after these messages.
From Chicago to St. Louis, Lord, I see her every day. A double clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that away.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the end.
Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. Give us a call if you have a question or send us a text, 343-0106. I think I'll miss part of that, but that's okay. I think you know who you're listening to. But we do have Nick online with us. Nick, you with us?
I'm here.
Hey, good to hear from you. Good to hear from you.
I was just listening to all that battery stuff.
That was
very interesting.
Yeah.
That's one of the things and one of the reasons that we wanted to bring it out, Nick, was the fact that that's here. The pandemic didn't cause that like it has a lot of other stuff that we're going to have trouble living with, but... The new electric cars are all here, and there's going to be some things that we have to learn and work through to be able to drive them.
Yep.
Well, you guys were talking about that, but the new employee, the millennials, I think it's super important that they listen to a car show like this, because you can't take for granted that anybody's shown them anything. You remember when I started at 13 or 14 years old in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. A man showed me how to use a mop properly. And some of the stuff you guys are talking about, I think some of these young folks need to really, we don't assume that they know anything, how to use a plunger. And that goes to that training from the bottom to the top. So they need to be listening to you guys.
Well, it's just this simple. I saw here not too many weeks ago where a burglar took a woman's car away from her and was going to drive it away, throwed her out on the ground and was going to drive it away, and he didn't know how to use a clutch and a floor shift.
Wow.
I mean, you know, come on. Here's a 20-something, 26, 28-year-old dude that didn't know how to use a damn clutch and a three-speed or a four-speed on the floor.
You would be amazed how many people do not know.
I
remember when I tried to drive a three on a tree.
Uh-huh.
I just got out of the car and told my brother, "You can have it."
Yeah, I'll pass on that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, I had the extreme pleasure to be at partake of some of your restaurants over the last holidays here around the 4th of July and all, and I got a chance to go by the Squid and see Jamie over there. And, man, what an awesome facility and service. And let me tell you, you got a couple of dishes over there that we have eaten that are out of this world.
And yeah, well, you know, this year, this past year, Squid was named Most Innovative Menu by the Nappies. Pete got Best Chef. Panini Pete's got Best Lunch Place. Squid's such a round circle of menu items, from sushi to craft cocktails, to squid on a shingle, to Nashville hot chicken sandwich, which we call Moptown hot chicken sandwich,
right.
The roasted street cauliflower. It's so broad as far as
the tuna
for everybody.
That tuna dish is unbelievable.
Yeah, the tuna nachos or the tuna poke.
Yeah, the nachos.
Yeah, there's so much stuff. There's something for everybody on that menu, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, we had the tuna nachos at Sunset Point this past
little different version.
One's
with two different types of chips and a little bit different sauces, but very similar.
Yeah,
one's got more of an Asian twist at Squid Ink, where the one at Sunset Point has a little bit more of a farm to table.
Right. Right. But the other thing that my lady was really enthused about was the atmosphere of the restaurants, the genuine sincereness of the waiters, and how they've approached you and how they served you. And they kept coming around and wanting to know if it was anything else you needed. Do I need to get you some more water? Do you need another drink? Whatever. And she said, you don't see that anymore.
Well, you know, all of our restaurants, Sunset Point, Panini Pete's, Squid Ink, Ed's, we work hard to never meet a stranger. And that's kind of what our mission statement is. We put real food in our food and we've never met a stranger.
Right.
And it's a constant process. You know, I mean, the breakfast customer is a lot more needy than the lunch customer. If you think about it, you go to breakfast and they give you a shot glass that you drink coffee out of. Well, guess what you got to have? A million refills.
Right.
So you got to train them to be on top of that 24/7, because they're probably going to want three refills, where at lunch you get a 22-ounce tea, you may not get a refill.
Right.
So there's certain things that we teach as far as people make choices. You know, customers, they can stay home, scramble up eggs and have bacon at the house, or they can want to be served. If they want to be served, they want you to create a memorable moment.
Right.
It could be as simply as you go and they knew your name was Tom and you waited on them.
Right.
Well, you made an impression on them with food and hospitality because you never met that stranger. And that's what we're trying to accomplish. And every day is education, teaching. We're not perfect. We're just striving to be perfect.
Right, right. Well, I'm sure you guys are like everybody else at every other restaurant and every other business in town. You're still looking for good employees.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're all, even when I hear the words "we're staffed," because we have weekly staffing meetings, I say, no, you're not. We continue. We're never staffed. We're always looking for the next great person.
Right.
That we're doing. I mean, Ed's has been like a rocket this year. I mean, we added so much stuff there. We've got the Bushwhacker machine. Now we actually got milkshakes there, and Katie's working on doing three types of signature milkshakes for kids, one with Lucky Charms, one with Captain Crunch, and one with something else. So, you know, the cool thing is we're in this place with all of our restaurants where we can watch people be excited about food, and everybody's been locked up for so long. They want to get together. They want to have a good time. They want to listen to music. They want to have, the best bushwhacker in the area. And we just strive to have the best.
Yep, and you're doing an awesome job with it, brother. I'm just proud. We're proud to be part of your advertisement program and working with you guys and seeing the advantages and the distinguished service that you're giving. And we're just kind of blown away by the service and all and the types of food you're having there. So we're proud to work with you.
Absolutely. And we love listening to your show. And young kids out there, you need to be listening to this show because these guys are going to tell you how to get your car started.
There you go. Thank you, big guy. Anything else that we need to cover before you go?
No, man. We'll catch you next week.
All right. Yep. Yep. See you, buddy. Take care.
Y'all have a great night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too.
Dick DiMario, the operations manager and co-owner of the Panini Pete organization. And he's the guy that's one of the innovative minds of all these organizations. I'm doing a great job and enjoy being part of it.
He just proving it's okay to play with your food, apparently.
Undoubtedly, play with your food, baby.
Yeah. Well, that's how you learn things.
I'll play with mine long enough to get it into my choppers.
That's right. That's right. They're playing with it, trying to figure out how to make it better. So that's
They do an unbelievable job, too, man. Yeah. It is really neat. And just, some of the exotic drinks that they've got, those adult beverages, they're rocking my boat.
Well, if you're not afraid to experiment a little bit, you're going to come up with some neat stuff from time to time.
There you go.
Not everything's going to work, but, the ones that do, they're good.
Have you seen a young kid that would like a milkshake with Cheerios?
I would have never thought of that, but, that's why I'm doing what I do, and that's what he does.
You fix cars, and they sell food.
exactly. But, we were, of course, talking about, the hybrids and that. The full electric cars are here. They're a big thing, and it's going to be much bigger coming up. And right now, what you're running into is the replacement batteries are too expensive to be feasible to put in the cars once they run out of warranty. On some, when you have more. More electric cars out there, more hybrid stuff. What you're going to run into is the aftermarket's going to get involved. The batteries are going to be cheaper because they're more mass produced. There's going to be ways to repair those cars later on down the road where now they're not as popular, so the aftermarket hasn't gotten involved. There's been no reason to make the batteries cheaper.
Aftermarket will break that up though.
Oh, it'll change.
American ingenuity, they'll find a way. But the thing that I think that the people really need to understand is the fact that even though they have an electric car and or a hybrid car, the motor itself doesn't have a drive shaft that turns the wheels.
Right.
In other words, once you go to that hybrid or the electric, then you have electric motors at each wheel.
Mm-hmm.
That turns the wheel, and it's driven by electricity.
Yep.
And even if you have a gas motor in it, a hybrid would be in a hybrid, then that gas motor charges the battery runs a generator that's developing electricity that sends electricity to the motors at the wheels.
Right.
And drives the car.
It's either charging the battery or it's driving the motors that drive the car.
A lot of our people don't understand that because I've never really seen that expressed or been taught in any form of classes or anything that I've been into, and I know you've been into thousands of them, and I've been in probably 600 or 800, mm-hmm. and they never express all of that unless we're at mm-hmm. on a dealer level,
right,
where we realize that the electric motors are involved,
right. It's just like your the Teslas, and if everything I understand, they have a one motor, a two motor, and a three motor. I think it's a two and a three motor Tesla.
Right.
And, it's all about, which wheels they're driving and what they're doing and how much power they want to make. But, there again, it's all electric motors that are running the wheels, not, a motor running,
not a drive shaft,
a transmission,
or axle or whatever,
right?
That we know it as,
right? So it's it's a different deal, but it's they're the technology is good. It's very sound. It does a good job.
It's gonna be great when we get it perfected.
Yeah, and they're pretty much there. I mean, but the battery technology is just gonna get better and better from here.
The electrical source is bothering me though about when we start talking about our grid system of our electricity, and then we see things like it happened in Texas here this past winter when that whole state or corner of the state was shut down for like 10 or 12 days. How you going to charge your battery, you know?
Right.
You got a $100,000 car out there. That sucker won't go nowhere. Battery'd be dead, man. My battery's dead.
Exactly. Dave from Gulf Shore sent us a text here and talking about a safety issue. Said, drive around Orange Beach, safety issue. Seen 10 cars drive around with front daytime running lights only, no tail lights because they're not turning the headlights on. Should be an automatic. Most of them are automatic headlights now. When it gets dark enough, it should turn them on. Right. But not all vehicles have automatic headlights. You remember to turn your headlights on. And it's probably rental vehicles, people driving something that they are not used to. That or they've had some adult milkshakes or something like that. And just,
adult beverages.
Around Orange Beach, I guess it could have happened that way. But
adult milkshakes.
Please be careful out there. And we run across it the other night coming home from dinner. A couple cars that I saw, same issue, didn't have their headlights on. So please make sure your headlights are on because people behind you need to know that you're driving down the road and you're sitting out there in front of them. Anyway, it's time for us to take a break, and we're going to let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
It's the Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The Doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Ramkel along with Tom Claxton. You have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. We have one of our listeners just kind of give it a shout out here. Guys, all of my trucks are running good. Love listening to y'all. And I do appreciate you listening to us.
I do too.
That's what it's all about. And
appreciate you guys.
I appreciate you calling in or sending a text message. Let us know that you are listening. We like to know people are out there. But, that's what it's all about.
We got one listener.
We got one.
We got
well
one
two because we got Dave and
it had Dave and him.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
two.
Yeah, we got.
All right, man. We stepping up now. We done doubled our audience. We got two people now.
That's right. Yeah. Hey.
Not 11, two.
That's right. Exactly. But it's all good. All good.
Yeah.
But
I know there's a lot of people listening because they confront you everywhere you go, and I can be standing in the store talking somewhere, and the guy come up and tap me on the shoulder. Do you do radio show?
Yeah.
I said, yes, sir, I do. I thought I recognized that voice. I said, well, I'm about to wear it out after all these years, but it's different.
Yep. Yeah, it's good to hear from the listeners for sure. But I get it all the time when I'm out and about, and people recognize my name and voice and all that. So it's all good. Appreciate it.
Yep. But, and you did good this weekend at the big bad racetrack.
We did. We had a good weekend. We needed it. We hadn't won it yet this year, and we went down to Mobile, had a good night, no real issues. Car did well, was kind of running away there for a little while, and had a caution and got past. Taught us a lesson that you can restart on the high side at Mobile and get a good jump. And the car got by us, and we went to pass him, and he got into us, and both of us spun out, so both of us had to go to the rear. But as I was going to tell you earlier, they got this new rule where you got a choose rule. You can choose which lane you're in, like they're doing in NASCAR now.
Okay, yeah.
And we were going to restart fourth, and he was going to restart fifth. But the first three cars all picked the inside.
Oh.
So it's like, well, I wanted the outside anyway. So
right.
He jumped to the outside, and basically restarted in second and took the lead and went on and drove away from everybody at that point. So
now that's unbelievable.
They yeah. would, it was like, they, I appreciate y'all moving over.
Over and let me by. Yeah. But, so they thought that the inside groove was that much stronger.
Right, right. And, you know, for years it always was, you know, but, you know, not anymore. You know, it's
well, we see that in NASCAR a lot where the guys will get up on that high groove and they run. I think you can run the car harder, longer, deeper in the turn, and then stay into it. You don't have to let totally out of it. You feather it kind of going into that turn.
Right.
You're more of a driver than I've ever been, so am I on the right page?
Well, and the deal is you get that better, bigger run off the corner.
Right.
You know, it's – you run off in there, the car's a little freer, you're not pinching it off as much, you get to run it off, you know, run off a little smoother off the corner.
Okay.
Put the power down a little better, and if you got a good car, you can beat the guy to the next corner and
there
drive
you go.
On in and
there
go
you go,
on.
Baby. Yep.
Yeah, so even if you don't beat him the first corner, if you'll run it on through the high side, you can get him off the next one. So
there you go, because he's going to have to, on the low side, he's going to have to brake.
Yeah,
he's going to have to brake. When he brakes, he's going to break that momentum and the movement of, and the flow of the weight of the car and the gravitational pull of it. And then that lets you get back in quicker than what he does.
Right.
And you've probably got more of a top-end speed than he does on the lower
exactly. end. Plus, you're also taking that guy's line away from him.
Right.
You know, he can't let it run up off the corner.
Yeah, he wants
like he
to come up
to.
And let it drift
he's
all the way
He's having
up.
To turn it down a little harder, which is dragging speed off.
That's
the
dragging
car,
speed off.
You know, so,
all right, okay.
You know, it all works together. You know, it, of course, I don't know how many of my competitors are listening, so I don't necessarily want to teach them everything. But, it does work. It does work.
It does work. Yeah. So be prepared for it, guys, when you see JJ coming.
Yep. You know, you got to have a good car and you got to have a good driver, you know, to do that. You know, but it's we do. We've got a really good car.
And you got to have the car
really
doctor
well.
On the radio telling him what to do.
Yeah. Right. And JJ's very, very smooth, very good at what he does. So I've always been very impressed with JJ. He does a great job behind the wheel and gives us 110% of what
that's
what
awesome,
car will do
that's
all the
awesome.
Time.
That's
so,
awesome.
But we needed that one. It's we've been having some motor issues and
well, how's my friend Tommy?
He's doing good.
Tommy's doing all right. His precious
there.
Lady.
Yep. Jen. You know, she was at home. I wish she would have been there. But
yeah, that's good. Okay.
We're gonna get her to the track sometime this year.
And, all right. Yep.
And let her watch us a little bit. And then
she's precious. She's awesome. she is really an awesome lady and has done so much for so many people. You know, a lot of people don't realize that it hadn't been for her, they wouldn't have had that $3 million grant that came to Mobile. Back on the year, I actually had her on one of the shows and interviewed her. Was you well with us that day, or was it?
I don't think so.
But anyway, she was a big party to getting that grant so that they could go back and take all those rape kits that had been sitting back in the storage areas here in the Mobile area in our court system for years and years and years, and they didn't have the money to have all of those. DNA samples determined and figured out on who they were and what have you. And by having that grant to do that, they were able to go back and they solved a lot of cases, and there was a lot of women that finally got their story out. And I don't know. I better not use those words. but the guys that committed these sins against these women were brought to court and you know were given their sentences and all and it had to do with this precious lady just because she worked with a rape crisis center here for years and years and actually retired from there and she's such a precious lady and to do this and it was just you know that was her heart that she wanted to see that done and hey she stood in there and stood on it and made it work and she you know she helped get that money. And I had her on air on the Scuttlebutt show a couple of times and talking about it because I wanted to get the recognition for it.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Very special lady that's done a lot for Mobile. That most of it behind the scenes.
Oh yes,
but the people that matter when her retirement party and the mayor and the district attorney. And
oh, yes. I was there. I know. Yes.
Yeah, all these people show up for her retirement party.
You're darn right, baby. They'd recognize her. And, yeah. Miss Jan Pressler.
Jan Pressler.
Yeah. Super lady. She worked for Lifeline Counseling Services, which is one of the units that sponsored the Scuttlebutt Network for a while because they had that 211 hotline, on a suicide hotline.
Yeah,
remember that? Yeah.
Well, and if you needed something, that was a place to call.
Right,
you
know, right. And, it was an emergency hotline, and it was also the Rape Crisis Center was handled out of that, and she was in charge of that division for years and years and years. So, and you know.
Yep.
Yes. So, awesome lady.
Yep,
awesome lady.
Absolutely.
I'm proud to call my friend.
Yep. Yep. Special lady still. While I was at the racetrack, you know, my son and daughter-in-law and grandbaby was in town Saturday night, and my wife and daughter-in-law took my grandbaby to visit Miss Jan, and they had a great time. Jan had a great time. Baby went right to her, took to her immediately.
Woo!
So
they
all
had
a great time. Yeah, so
I know that feeling. I took my new lady over to see my great granddaughter, and my granddaughter, she wouldn't come to me, but she went to my new lady. I'm going like, what does this tell me?
That's right.
Uh-huh. When your great granddaughter chooses your girlfriend, your lady friend over you, she's never seen her before,
Well, you better.
I got nothing to do with you, old man.
You better keep her around if you want to hang out with your granddaughter.
If I want to see your great granddaughter around, I got to keep her around.
Exactly. But anyway, it was a good weekend. Good weekend.
Awesome.
Sound like we've come up to the end of our show. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Car Doctor Show. Oh, and Jason, I do appreciate you being the number three listener because we at least have three because Jason sent me a message saying, reminding me that he's listening too.
Oh, so. Jason's listening. All right. Yeah, we got three listeners.
Woo!
We tripled our
viewership.
And for all of our veterans out there, with a big old hoorah to all you guys. Appreciate everything you did.
Take me home. Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end. Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside the one and two...